brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
And together, they are Stymie and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, how about that, Goo?
What's up, baby?
It's a Thursday,
thirsty.
And Steiny's not here.
Yeah.
The tables have turned.
How's his house? Better be clean.
I still got some work to do.
Okay.
Look at you. I'm trying to beat him home.
But no dishes, though.
No dishes. It's all clean. All is good.
The dog is healthy.
Dog is fed. Dog is alive. That's
now,
all that matters.
Have you guys spent time together? Have you watched something? I know you've been watching the Cowboy Doc.
I'm saving it for the dog.
The dog.
The dog is where it needs to be.
Okay.
Right by my side.
There you go, baby.
No, we were hanging out last night and watching the Cowboys Doc, which we can get into at some point. But mainly, we were watching the Giants pretty much refuse to do anything except for lose.
Listen, I'm telling you.
You got a proclamation you want to make today.
And I got to just give you love. That you are wearing the hell out of that hat for the people on YouTube that can see it. West Coast Conference, and it's backwards.
Stanya doesn't like it, though.
I hated them, but now I love the backward hat. You're wearing it, baby.
Appreciate it, girl.
Yeah. Where'd you get it?
Oh, I got this from the commissioner of the WCC, actually. He sent it as a little gift.
You know? Oh, is that a bloop?
Doing a little work for Santa Clara and St. Mary's.
About the Giants.
You smell nice, by the way.
Well, I said that to you, too. You and Risotto had some perfect cologne. Something was going on. I said, yeah, I'm just wearing greatness. But I got to say this to you.
Early four.
This thing can get out of control in regard to the losses piling up. And I don't know where they're going to end up, but let's just say, for the sake of our discussion and everybody listening, and Carter's back healthy and freshly shaved, Evan, if they're 10 or 15 under, which is a stretch, but somehow if it got to that point, even if you like Bo Mel, for the sake of this team, its history, and what they've been mired in for the last 5 years outside of 107, I felt it in my bones, and I put it on Twitter, and I text you. Evan, I don't know the know-hows, but your boy is in my bones. I have the feeling that if the Giants make a move, Bruce Bochy will be their next manager. That's just me to bring him back and restore order, get guys to be the best version of themselves. And good morning. I'm just sharing that with you because that's how I feel. And what the hell happened at the footsteps of the dugout of the Giants? I'm kind of tame on this. With Adames and Bo Mel. Bo Mel checked out of whatever they were discussing.
Well, that's what hit me last night. And the game, look, I think it was 1-0 at the time, second inning. Dude, I went back.
Where's the offense?
It hasn't been there all season.
Damn.
They're 13-23 against lefties. They got an OPS of 620.
Haven't scored on the Padres bullpen in 26 straight innings.
The worst in baseball. They made J.P. Sears look like a Cy Young candidate.
Dude.
The point is, I went back and watched the entirety of that bottom of the first inning.
Talk to me.
And looked for any piece of evidence as to why Willie Adames and Bob Melvin would be yelling at each other. Or Adames would be kind of just chirping at Bob, who eventually gave him the cold shoulder. I was like, dude, I don't have time to talk about this.
Right.
I couldn't figure it out. I could not figure out why Adames, in the top of the second inning, during the middle of the Wilmer Flores at bat, and credit NBC Sports Bay Area for catching that interaction, was frustrated with Melvin. To me, that is...
You think Melvin said something to him?
It's not nothing. I'm sorry. Like, it's just not. People today poo-pooing it. People last night saying, yeah, I don't really know. Like,
I was one of them.
There's something there, and I can't put my finger on it. I'm hoping you can help me figure it out.
You know what? Because Adames had something on his chest. Because what he was saying went longer than Bo Mel. When Bo Mel turned around, I just felt like there was irritation in the air from Bo Mel's standpoint. So you know what it's like. You and Risotto and Carter, the scrums after games, getting that mic in the right person's face, the athlete, the coach, the manager. I'm keeping it real on a Thursday, Evan. I've been having a ball with you. do I have a right to be upset at the giant media or reporters not asking Adames or even Bowmail what that, which may be nothing, was about? Like, how can we not ask a simple, hey, Bowmail, what was that about? Am I wrong for wanting, like, nobody asked.
Well, one thing I can think of is a lot of the media is not watching the telecast, right? They're in real person. They're watching the game, and maybe someone didn't catch it. Now, usually, and there's less traveling media for road games than there is obviously for home games. I think if it had happened in San Francisco, somebody would have caught it. Somebody would have caught it. Somebody would have asked about it. And so maybe that's why. But I also just, I wonder if it's something that, that a reporter asks about in private. Maybe not at the podium, and maybe sits on a little bit. It's difficult for me to figure out what the origin of the frustration is. Is it Adames
Who's been cold? So he's probably lightweight irritated.
But he's had worse stretches than the one that he's on right now, and he hasn't yelled at his manager. Mm. I mean, they're five below. The team is reeling. They've been one of the worst teams, if not the worst team in baseball,
man,
since the deadline. And Willie Adames is basically going back and forth with Melvin about something that he determines is not worth his time and just lets him continue to cry into the ether.
Yeah, and what's funny, it's not funny, but, you know, you and I from the Bay soil, born and raised, Evan, if we were in Chicago, Dallas, Philly, or Boston, somebody would have asked and tried to get to the bottom of that. But, Evan, what was kind of eerie about that discussion or the video is, a picture's worth a thousand words, is Melvin clearly didn't have much to say, but Adames, he wasn't done. And that's where I was like, okay, does this, on the guru computer last night, it was hard, Evan. Is this friction? You know, is this the straw that broke the camel's back? And you can tell me who the camel is. But I just woke up this morning driving in like, man, Bruce Bochy, if whatever happens, his contract's up in Texas, if he's available and Buster Posey says, you know what, it's worth a conversation. I mean, like it or not, there's something, Evan, and again, I don't have any intel. It's just a feeling I have. I got a feeling that, man, if Bruce Bochy could come back and help Buster Posey restore order, I mean, just how poetic that would be. And I know I'm Disney, Walt Disney, I'm romanticizing, but it could happen. But Bowmail, what was that? And Adames, what was that last night? Because that was the story from the Giants' perspective to me, outside of Roop getting hurt. And hopefully he's not seriously hurt. I think he's thrown his last pitch because it wasn't a ball hitting him. It was the knee, kind of non-contact, whatever happened. So hopefully he's okay.
Yeah, Landon Root buckled, hopefully just a knee sprain, but it's probably going to miss the remainder of the season. What can go wrong will go wrong, it feels like, for the Giants. But to me, that moment, that interaction between Adames and Melvin, that's the story. And to me, what sparked the incident is kind of irrelevant. Like, if it, I don't know, maybe Bob jumped down Willie's throat for, I don't know, you know, not hustling on a play, walking back in from the dugout, just basically going at him. But that's kind of irrelevant to me. That doesn't matter. It's like getting mad at a spouse over a kitchen appliance.
Oh, boy, who you been talking to?
But there's something else there. You're not mad about, you know, your significant other putting the knives in the spoon drawer. You're mad about something else, and you're taking that out on him. Because it's been festering.
Yeah.
Whatever in your relationship has been festering. And it doesn't mean that, you know, Adames hates Melvin or Melvin is not getting along with Willie. But Willie Adames has been a beacon of positivity through the thick and thin this entire season. We talked about it yesterday. I get a ton of respect this year for that player because he's been the same dude through it all. And he's the one who's frustrated, whether it's with himself, whether it's with the team, whether it's with Melvin. I think it's kind of a combination of all of it. That, to me, is important because Willie Adames is one of the few people that I believe, if you lose him, you have lost the clubhouse. And I don't know if that's exactly what happened last night, but to me, that could be the tip of the iceberg. And I was flabbergasted when I saw them go at it.
Yeah, and I was confused, baffled, and again, you know, Bowmail can be the manager next year. I know that's on the Giants bingo card, but the bottom line, Evan, was how many times have we all together whispered sweet nothings about Willie's attitude? Even, you know, what's the best sign of character when things aren't going well and a guy doesn't change and he's been there for his teammates and the team? But, man, he seemed like he had something on his chest. And listening to you talk, Evan, maybe that was whatever happened. If something happened, that was the straw that broke the camel's back. And he had to know it was being caught on tape. Again, here I go. Zucci man saying guru with his D game early. Not A game, so I ain't on my A game, so he ain't agreeing with what I'm saying, but I'm just pondering, man. I'm just thinking about, man, if the Giants did make a change, E, and this thing just gets raggedy, because it's lightweight raggedy now, could Bruce Bochy come back and save the day, possibly?
Well, I want to explore that on the other side, and I also want to figure out why that's been hitting you today. You know, you just woke up on August 21st.
Well, that pitcher last night, like I had, normally I would just go to Twitter and I didn't eat. I'm proud of myself on, oh, I know what it was. But I just, and then this morning I was driving and I was like, you know what? What if? Because forget that scuffle, if that's what we'll call it. The bottom line is they're playing bad baseball, E. And it doesn't look like it's going to stop anytime soon. And they go to Milwaukee, a reunion for Adames.
Yeah, and looking maybe like he wishes that he didn't take that chicken in San Francisco. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Getting in for Steinmetz with Guru. That segment was brought to you by Safeway. We're back after this on 95.7 The Game.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah.
My man. Steiny? He'll be back on Monday.
Yep.
No, we're trying to get to the bottom of this conversation, spirited discussion, whatever you want to call it, last night between Willie Adames and Bob Melvin and the Giants 8-1 thrashing at the hands of the Padres. And some people are letting us know that this might have been the answer. This is from the 408 on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Adames was chirping at the second base umpire, who he didn't feel like had a good strike zone the night before. Melvin was asking what the chatter was.
Oh, okay. Like, that very well may be it. But, Evan, the B side of my record playing about the Giants and the Gigantes is the bottom line is they're five games under and they're still playing in that baseball. But that very well may be it, and that's why Melvin's like, oh, okay.
No, but that's the point. So, Willie Adames is mad, if I'm going to take the text line's word. Willie Adames is mad at the second base umpire and is chirping at him. I'm assuming while he's on the field, this was during the bottom of the first inning, and Bob Melvin is asking him why you are talking to the umpire. And then the response that we saw, which was Willie visibly frustrated, whether it's at Melvin, the umpire, both sides, he just goes off, and Melvin turns the cold shoulder to him. Melvin's wondering why you're concerned with the umpire as opposed to the game at hand.
Yeah.
And Willie Adames he's frustrated. Like, that's where the Giants are at, to me. They are frustrated as all hell.
They should be.
They have no answers. And they're at a point now where they are powerless to change the outcome of games. And they've realized it.
I love it. And let's just say the texter is right, and I hear what you're saying. I would just say, Bo Mel, if that's what went down, at least be a shoulder to cry on. Hear your boy out. Because there's no doubt Adames knew if Melvin checked out of him chirping or what he was crying about. Just hear him out. But Melvin turned that neck around like, okay, when he found out, you know, what the subject matter was about and what was eating at him, he kind of didn't just say, okay, get it out and we'll move on. You're right, Evan. He kind of like, all right, later with you.
Exactly.
It ran like that. Whatever he was saying, hey, man, I got tickets to the club. Hey, later with what you talking about. And it didn't look good.
Well, and look, Willie Adames is hitting 123 this month. He has had an awful stretch at the plate.
Yikes.
I think his season, for the most part, has been a disappointment, especially in the first season of having big money. And he's at a breaking point. I think the Giants are broken. You know, when
2-8 in their last 10.
Well, when I heard Bob Melvin after the Nationals game during the last homestand talk about the 40K, we gave him nothing. I think a couple of days he followed up by saying we might need some more defensive players in here.
Yeah.
He sounded to me like a broken manager. And last night, whether it was frustration aimed at his skipper or not, Willie Adames looked like a broken player because to my knowledge, he has not been outwardly frustrated publicly towards his teammates or anybody the entire season. So if Willie Adames, who again, I I've called him like the beacon of positivity for this Giants team that has been reeling.
Yeah.
If he's at a breaking point, that's how bad things have gotten.
No doubt. And you just wonder at the end of the day what the man, because your opinion, it counts, Evan. I love hearing what you got to say. And everybody on this station, everybody covering this team in the Bay Area, writing about it. But the bottom line is, how was Buster Posey? What did that mean to him last night, if anything? And is he so just turned off by what they've done and where they're at? And it doesn't look like it's going to change anytime soon. I know you mentioned they got a day game. Verlander going today. You go to Milwaukee and the Cubs come to town. But, Evan, I don't know what to say. I thought Melvin, if I were him, okay, forget all the noise. What you guys can do for me, because you've had my back verbally, is go out and play baseball and get some wins, and we can make this thing respectable. And that's why I know I was being a little drastic. But, Evan, if it's 10 or 15 under, that means the bottom has fallen out. And you kind of feel that way right now.
I mean, they've been the worst team in baseball for like 2 months. I mean, it's not like they've just been kind of mediocre. Like, they've been awful. They have been playing terrible baseball.
35 left, E.
And last night, on the face of Willy Adames, I saw a player who knows it, who knows that they've been playing like the worst team in baseball.
And him hitting 143, as you talked about this month.
Well, and that's a really just dark place to be, and this team cannot find its way out of it. And that's why, I mean, I guess I'm to bring it back to where you started the show, I am curious as to why you feel it in your bones today. You put it on Twitter.
Yeah.
You put it on your socials.
And I hit you first with it.
Yeah.
You're like, it's a scoop, but...
Well,
Evan,
I kind of want to bet you.
Yeah, not yet. Let's see.
Wait. No. You, I want to reintroduce people because we're having some
issues. Baby Steiny, go ahead.
No, I want to reintroduce people to what you were feeling.
I'm going to stand on it.
When you woke up this morning, August the 21st. By the way, happy birthday to my mom.
Oh, man. Happy birthday, moms.
And
she's a
P1. Oh, she is. She might be listening right now.
Because remember, I cried almost when you talked to her last time. She just called to check on her baby and told you she loved you.
Yeah, happy birthday, mom. I love you.
I text my daughter 2 days back in college. She won't even respond. But you need $200 to get your hair done. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
Go figure. Evan, I'm going to stand on it that if you play college baseball, so much of this stuff, man, yeah, they're grown men, but they're also, it's a kid's game. And I just think the mental game, Bob Melvin is lacking. And I do believe a guy like Bruce Bochy, who went to the Lone Star State, got that team a World Series, I think what he excels at is the mental game of baseball and life, and that's what this Giant team and players are missing. I could totally be wrong, but if they make a change, how awesome would it be for a guy that played for Bruce at the catcher position where Bruce played, come back and kind of save the day? Because I'm telling you, and anybody listening, you could, I'm not Tim Kirchham. I'm telling you, this team is better than 61 and 66. They're better than 30 and 33 at home. Evan, we're watching it. They just look dead, lifeless, and I think that's at the doorstep of a manager. So if they happen to be in the market to get a new one, and it would be the first one under Buster Posey, who better to call than a guy that is loved and revered here and that has 3 rings and did it without Barry Bonds and Jeff Kent and Darrell Evans and Jack Clark and Johnny LeMaster? I'm just like, he can get the most out of Evan Giddings and Darryl Johnson. That's who I want managing my team. So then, if that scenario, reared its head and we didn't win, you go to bed knowing we didn't leave any chicken on the bone in regard to me getting Evan in a mental place to be the best version of himself. I truly believe that, man. And that's why I put that on social and I text you.
So lock it in. Bruce Bochy, 2025, San Francisco Giants manager.
If they make a move. If they make a move, that's your guy. Because there is a scenario, Evan, and I'm leaving the out.
I know.
There's an out for me. You've been learning.
Yeah,
exactly. Little Calvin's growing up, Risotto. No, but the bottom line is that situation there, it could be just, you know what? Hey, Texas has been great from Bruce, and he becomes available, and then it would be, if this thing it doesn't get better, Evan, and they finish 10 or 15 or 12, 13 under, I think Melvin's losing his gig. I really believe that. And that's why that could happen. And I have nothing, but Bo Mel talked about my first pitch I ever threw at the A's game. And, you know, I love him for that. But if somehow I'm not rooting for him to lose his job, but he'll be okay. But I think his players and their players are telling us something. And last night was the biggest iceberg for the first time to where there might be some friction. And Adamas kind of just, hey, Bob, I need your ear. And Bob turned his head like, later for that. And Bob could have been like, I don't even agree you bringing that up to the umpire. Be quiet. We're losing.
Well, it's also the second inning of the game. He was going after him for the day before. It's like, I need your head in the game today. I don't need you thinking about what happened yesterday and your frustrations at the play, which have been in abundance. But the thing about Bochy is, so he's 70 years old. He is in the last year of his three-year contract with the Texas Rangers.
Gotcha.
So he's a free agent this summer. Why would he want to come back? I know why the Giants would like him to come back. I don't know why he would want to come back.
And I'll tell you why. This is just me. If he still loves it, I mean, what better place to go and try to go out with a bang in regard to a place, a city that's loved you, that you love, that you've had success, and you're not coming here where there's nothing to see here in regard, who are my – you got Devers. I mean, the possibility's there. And I know, oh, Steiny told me he was only top 13 MVP candidate. But dude's a potential all-star. He's a World Series champion. You got Adamas. Now, I'm looking at this roster being proactive on a good day. Evan, they got some pieces. And they got some pieces that are better than what their record is telling us. And if this year's not, you know, enough for you, I could say Bo Mel, lightweight, didn't hit it out the park last year where the team didn't make the playoffs. You know what I'm saying, Evan? So I'm romanticizing. I'm a sports romantic. But I just believe when Bonte and Shasky had that show, I'll never forget Evan driving in on a summer day saying, hey, would Buster be available? And a lot of people were like, come on, guys. And we hadn't heard from from Buster. And then it happened, and how we just went crazy that, you know, a guy, a steward of your franchise, one of the best to ever do it, is now president of baseball ops. That makes me think this is not too far-fetched. If his contract runs out and Buster made that call and he was the skipper, oh, my gosh, Evan, how awesome that would be just on paper and the write-ups about it. But one of your own is coming back to say today, and I think this Giant team is not desolate of talent.
Well, they're not desolate, but they're pretty far away. I mean, to me, Bruce Bochy would be asked to save a ship with a lot of holes.
But you got, okay, Ray, Webb, let's just say Roop is available. You got Rodriguez, and I know he hadn't looked like the guy that stopped people from scoring. And what, his first 43 appearances this season, 40 times teams didn't score. Now he's in a different situation. Duvall's gone. Rodgers is gone. So I know it's different. But, Evan, I'm just telling you, Jung-Hoo Lee, and now the pressure could be off. He's looking like he's getting it going, and that's been the problem with this season. Everybody's doing it. You know, Adamas did it. Devers did it, but it's never collectively. But, Evan, you're not dare telling me the Giants have nothing is, I guess, what I'm saying.
No, I think the only way that they could make a pitch for someone like Bruce Bochy, I'm going to actually entertain this because I want to do this exercise.
Gotcha.
The only way that they could do it is similar to what the Texas Rangers did when they enticed him to come out of retirement, which is you spent a crap ton of money this summer on a bunch of players that Bochy believes are actually quality enough to help win something legitimate. Like the Texas Rangers invested in Corey Seager, who makes a boatload of cash.
Yeah.
They invested in
Semien.
They bought a ton of pitchers, and they already had a decent amount of young guys coming up through the system that helped contribute in their first year. But Adolis Garcia makes a lot of money. There are guys on that team that make a boatload of cash. Like, Bruce Bochy was not just given the bench warmers and then propped them up to a World Series team. Like, that was a very quality club. I don't look at the Giants like that right now going into next year at all. And so, to me, it's like, and you would have to make a ton of changes to ask him to come in and save this situation, because I don't think that they're a manager away.
Okay, hey, and I hear you and I respect you, Evan. I'll say this to that. regardless who's the manager, Buster Posey has a payroll that's almost $200 million, Evan. Regardless if Bo Mel comes back or, you know, somebody else not named Bruce Bochy, I don't believe he's going to stop with the wallet in regard to trying to add to this team so they can get right back and be in contention next year or in a better situation than they are now. So when you talk about Bochy and what he's looking at right now as is, who's to say they don't go get a starter or sign another free agent or get a bat? I don't know, but that's enticing and attractive that way too, because you're hitting the plus sign on the calculator to enhance what you currently got that I think is better than 61 and 66.
One, you know, and I would also say too, okay, so this would be Bruce Bochy going out with a bang, right? Didn't he just do that? I mean, he came out of retirement and won a World Series. Is that not going out with a bang?
Yeah, but then he came back. You know what I mean, Evan? But you got to understand the low cap. Like, if the Giants were the Pirates and he had no relationship with that team, I would get it. But, Evan, there's something eating at me, and I done seen it too many times in life. Like, it just makes too much sense if you really just hone in and think about it. Like, let me, 2-3 years, let me come try to fix and get this team to the promised land under Buster Posey, you know, a guy I raised.
Are you with Guru? Do you want Bruce Bochy as the next manager? Do you think it's realistic? Again, his contract is up at the end of this season. The Texas Rangers are a borderline playoff team right now. Could Buster Posey cash in his chips for Bruce Bochy to replace Bob Melvin if that's the decision they make? You know, to your point, Guru, I think last night is something to me that, And I texted you.
Yeah.
Like, those are the kinds of things that make me start thinking about changing
that.
A manager.
You did say it.
To me, if a team plays poorly, that happens.
Okay.
But when you lose your players or you have the appearance of losing your
optics.
Players at the clubhouse, like, that stuff matters to me. You know, was Willy Adames frustrated with Melvin? Maybe not.
Yeah.
Maybe he was just taking it out on him because he was pissed off at this umpire and Bob pushed a button that he shouldn't have pushed. But that's Willy Adames. That's one of your captains. And your captain is showing visible frustration during one of the worst stretches of your season. And that's not a good sign. In the words of Bob Melvin, because he uses this term or this phrase all the time, it's a bad look. And the Giants have been built on bad looks for like 2.5 months now. And this is just another one. But if it means that he's starting to lose his impact on his players, well, then I believe that the discussion about whether or not he should retain his job, then it can take place.
Okay. Hey, I love how you feel and how you laid that out. Let me just run this by you. And I love that you're letting me dream. What part of this do you think is borderline impossible? Melvin being run by Posey or Bochy saying, I want to come back to the Bay?
I think the least likely part is Bochy saying he wants to come back.
Damn. Okay. Well, so the Melvin part is not the, like, you could totally, you know, we don't know what his status is, but like you said, those optics when you're playing this inept don't bode well if he already had, like, you know what, you're good, but they're playing raggedy. We get that, and it's been a while, but last night, whatever it was, and you said it, I love it. That doesn't help, but damn, it's the Bochy part of coming back to the Bay, huh, Evan?
Well, yeah, I'm probably closer to... Well, I'm right in the middle of you and Steiny, but I think Melvin could get run. I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility. I would lean towards him being back because I also don't think that Posey's the kind of person who would make a managerial choice like picking up an extension and then go back on his word like less than 6 months later. That's just me. But if it did happen, which is possible, I don't see enough here in San Francisco for Bruce Bochy to say, you know what, instead of retiring, instead of heading back to Nashville to be with my family, which is, by the way, what he was doing before he got that call from Chris Young in Texas and donned the baseball jersey once again, I don't think there's enough here. And it's not like he's coming back to manage Buster Posey. He's coming back to work for Buster. Buster Posey's not on the field. You still need a catcher. You still need a right fielder. You still might need a second baseman. You still got to figure out what's going on in your outfield. You still got to figure out what your defense is doing. You still got to figure out your back end of your bullpen. You need a couple more starters. There's a lot of questions on this team. And Bruce Bochy is not going to be able to get, in my opinion, as great of a manager as he is, he's not going to get Carson Wisenhunt next year to pitch like Cole Hamels in his first season. Those things, like the Giants, I think, are in the process of building back up. They're not in a terrible spot, but this is the infancy of Buster Posey's regime. It's not a win-now team, in my opinion. And that's what you have to present Bruce Bochy or a guy like Bruce Bochy to get him to take the job.
Yeah, and I'll say this to that, Evan, and I keep doing this and I won't let it go, and I think it's fair. It's been the highlight of the 2025 season Giants is when they made that move. That move for Devers, that was a 360 windmill slam dunk, and all the people in the know, former GMs, Bowden, you know, people were saying the Giants might have action. So I know I've been watching too many movies, Evan, but the bottom line to me is I do just sit back and wonder and imagine, what if Bochy had been the manager once that move was made for Devers, and expectations, rightfully so, they elevated. They naturally elevated. And the fact that they've basically been small, can't use the other word, small in regard to reaching those heights, I do wonder if they had a different maestro at the control, would they be better than 61 and 66? Like, I don't think that's a crime to have that thought.
No, and they might be, but to your point, if the Giants finish 10 games below 500 or worse, which is the way things are kind of trending,
yes.
Is a different manager going to get them to play like they're 10 games above 500?
I would hope.
A manager's worth 20 wins.
Well,
20.
Now you're going Barry Sanders.
No, I'm just being honest. Like, managers
that number
are
could
important.
Be 25 if I could get my guys to be the best version of themselves. And I feel like Melvin has not been able to do that. And some are going to say, these are grown men, Goo, and I get it, and I've heard it. They got to go out and ball. They got to go do it. But what about the mental game and the mental aspect and component of sports? Like, for most of this season, and I'm not giving Willie an out, he hadn't been the best version of himself. Who's to say another coach or another voice could get that fixed or rectified sooner? The same with Devers. He hasn't been Boston Devers as a Giant, and we can go on and on outside of Ray and Webb.
No, and like, head coaches are important, but talent is the most important part of a team. We've been watching the Cowboys doc together, right? On Netflix. Great doc. Even though it's about the Cowboys. The first season that Jimmy Johnson took over, after week one, they got blanked. I think 28-0.
You're right.
I literally wrote this down because it hit me like a train. He said, we're done losing. They lost 15 games that year.
Yeah. They got
it was
Troy
Aikman. Tied for the worst season at the time in the history of football.
I got to eat.
The mental game only goes so far. And Jimmy Johnson is a great head coach.
Yeah, but Evan, I'll say this to that.
You can only do
that
so
team,
much with
that
the team you
stuck.
Got.
Right. That I get that. He was saying that, and they lost 15, and he probably even knew it. But Evan, this team is better than what we've seen. Give me that.
But what if they stink? Like, maybe that's what we're learning over the course of this season, is this team is far from competing and a lot further than we thought. I was wrong.
Evan, wow.
I thought this I didn't think that they were 12 games above 500 better, but I thought that this team was going to challenge for a potential wild card spot. They're not even close. And I know that 7.5 games or whatever they are.
Not, I'm not even saying
the
that.
The math is still... No, like, they are so far from the teams in front of them, in my opinion. Even the Cardinals in front of them are playing better than they are. The Reds are better than they are.
I watched them last night against Miami, the Cardinals. I'm like, how are they ahead of the Giants?
By the way, the Dodgers haven't been playing good baseball either. And the Giants, like the Padres, the team that kicked their ass last night and has been wiping the floor with them for the majority of this season, that's where everyone wanted the Giants to be. Challenging for a division during a down year for the Dodgers. They're not close to the Padres. You just watch them play. They're not even in the same ballpark, even though they're playing at Petco in a couple of hours.
I love ye, and we'll agree to disagree, and I get you. And I just want to say this, 10, 12, and 14, when Bochy and the Giants won, they never were the 27 Yankees. But are you telling me, and I'm asking, has baseball changed so much that formula can't, get you to the mountaintop anymore? And the reason I bring that up is now you have, I know they had Crawford, but you had the Pagans. You had other, average players that made contributions and came through in the clutch more often than not. So, Evan, I feel like you got Chapman, and I'm throwing Chapman in there because people are changing on him, and I get it. But Chapman, Adames, and Devers, I mean, just right there with Webb and Ray, that ain't mincemeat.
It's not mincemeat, but look up and down the roster of the team you're playing against last night and today. It's not close. They are significantly better than you. And you got to jump them before you can even start thinking about the team that plays at Dodger Stadium.
Well, people say I've been wearing white all week. It's because the Giants, I surrendered on the season. I'm not saying the math is there, Risotto. I'm not. I don't know if you picked up on that. It's 4 days in. I have not said the math is there.
Well, we've gotten there. And on the other side, maybe we can explore whether we can wave the white flag on a couple of other things. A couple of things we need to let go of. If you want Bruce Bochy as the future manager for the Giants.
Think about it.
No, I get why people would want that. Do you think it's a possibility? Do you think it matters? 888-957-9570 is the number. Evan Giddings in for Matt Stein. That's for Jill the Guru Johnson. There's also a really nice written piece today by Nick Wagner of ESPN about Brock Purdy. And he digs into some of the offseason decisions the Niners made just for the quarterback and whether or not it puts pressure on him. Gu and I haven't had that conversation yet. We're going to do that
nice piece
coming up in a bit here as well on 95.7 The Game. We're back after this. That segment brought to you by the California Office of Public Safety and Caltrans.